Later this month, Ray Wiley Hubbard will return to George's Majestic Lounge on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. Opening the show for him that night will be Arkansas native Bonnie Montgomery. She was recently in town for another show at Art Center of the Ozarks, and while she was here, she stopped by the Carver Center for Public Media to talk with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis. He began that conversation by asking Bonnie about how the music store her parents owned when she was young influenced her musically.
I think the store in particular helped me because there were instruments on hand all the time. The community around the store is really, I think, what the main influence was. But the store itself, you know, there were mandolins and guitars and pianos and organs, and I had to know, you know, all the things about them and how to string them and dust them. And so I think just being surrounded by instruments and able to pick anything up at any time was a huge gift.
What was your favorite instrument growing up?
Probably piano. Yeah. I was really serious about piano. They started me with lessons when I was three. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Can you even remember your first lessons?
Not really. Not those very first ones.
How early can you remember, you know, performing, being involved with music?
As long as I can remember. And they put me up in front of church singing at age three as well.
Oh, wow.
But my mother tells the story that I sang in my high chair and that I sang before I could talk.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Isn't that weird?
I haven't met many people who can say that, honestly.
I know. I don't quite recall it, but I believe her.
So you were classically trained, right? Was that in piano or voice or what was it?
Both. Yeah. So piano I was real serious about, and voice too. I guess it was all the same. But when I went to college, I focused on voice, and piano was my secondary instrument.
Now, currently, you play mostly kind of country, kind of Western music. How does that classical training, like, influence that music? How does it come in handy?
Oh, man, there's so many things that I'm thankful that I know, especially about singing, you know, and breath support and listening and tuning and listening simultaneously while you're singing and all kinds of things. I feel real strong about my production in the studio. I feel like I hear it, and I don't really long for anyone else to have a huge influence on that right now.
Right.
I'm open to that, but I don't need someone else to do that for me. Those kind of things, I think, are left over from my classical training.
So really, would it be safe to say that it's given you a broader picture of what the music can be?
Yeah, totally. Uh-huh. Like, for instance, I would love to take some of my songs and play them with an orchestra, orchestrate them out. That would be so cool. Some of my country songs.
Yeah.
I can hear that in my head. So maybe someday I'll do it and find the orchestra that wants to do it too.
Now, you're not only a songwriter, not only a singer, not only a musician, but you've also dabbled in playwriting a little bit and acting.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, it's more opera than straight theater. So I was involved in opera performing all throughout my schooling. So I had different roles. I played Carmen, and, you know, I played a lot of the classic opera roles for mezzo-soprano, and that was amazing. I love being on the stage and singing and performing. So then I wrote an opera when I was done with all of my schooling. So, yeah, it's been a big part of what I did in my journey.
You also, that opera you wrote was about Bill Clinton, right?
Right.
Tell us a little bit about that, how that came to be.
I finished grad school and everything, and my friend Brittany Barber is a poet, and we were just talking about how fabulous it would be to write an opera about Bill Clinton because we were both reading his autobiography at the time, and we're both Southerners. She's got a lot of Arkansas roots, but she's from Georgia, and his autobiography was just very operatic. I could see it on the stage really easy. So we just riffed and talked and made up this little plot, and we didn't really make it up because it was all based on true things in his mother's autobiography and also his. And it was just a project, you know, that we had a lot of fun doing. And then all of a sudden it got a lot of press, and then it got taken to New York and premiered there. And it was just this little project of mine that of me and Brittany's that went in a really cool direction.
How did it feel to do something that wasn't just straight music? I mean, it had a lot of music involved. I mean, there was acting, there was writing. Like, what did that give you, I guess, is what I'm getting at?
To actually produce the opera?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It was incredible. Well, since I'd had a background in being on the operatic stage, I knew kind of what we needed, like costumes, set, you know, director, musical director, all that stuff. But it was really cool to see that come together for a work that I had written in my head, you know, and then all of a sudden it's like there's 20 plus people involved and it's this production and it kind of became an animal on its own, you know.
Right. Now, you're originally from the Ozarks, right?
Yeah, I have my dad's side of the family's from Melbourne, you know, up near Mountain View.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you still in Arkansas or do you live somewhere else?
Well, I'm lucky enough to have some two home bases right now, one in Arkansas and one in a little south of Austin, Texas.
Oh, that's perfect.
I know. It's great.
So how would you say your Arkansas roots have influenced your music?
Wow, I think that the Arkansas roots in my music are kind of untraceable for me because they're so intertwined with my heart and my soul. So, I mean, I think definitely the instrumentation and those kind of things you can kind of name and put your finger on are definitely influenced by Arkansas instrumentation and the genres that I was raised around and all that. But I think my sense of home is really important to me and very much a part of who I am and what I do. So I don't know. Sometimes I've wondered if, like, my heart is always tied here, never really leaves, even though I go different places. Because when I'm home, I can see it in the land and hear it in the music. So
right. Well, what have you got to look forward to in 2019? What have you got coming up?
All kinds of things are coming up this year, and it's been a really surprising year already. So I'm nominated for 6 awards with the Arkansas Country Music Awards.
Oh, wow, congratulations.
Thank you. So that's in June, and I can't wait for that. And then I have some plans in the works to go overseas and play and some opportunities for operas, commissions, and things like that. So everything's really rolling. I've got to stay focused, man.
So you still do opera work then?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How much of a part of your performance schedule, I guess, for lack of a better term, is that?
Well, right now I don't do any opera performance. For years I was a paid singer at high churches, they call them, you know.
Yeah.
I was a section leader. That's a really great job. Steady money and everything for a singer. But I hadn't been doing that for a few years because the country band took me on the road too much. But I haven't been performing like that in a while, but I write a lot of classical music when I'm at home. That's just been what I've been in the mood for lately. So I guess it's not really part of the schedule. It's just part of the space in my creative world right now. Yeah.
So are the classical and the country, are they separate parts in your brain? Do you, like, compartmentalize them, or are they all one and the same?
I finally came to some peace about all this when I realized it was the same thing, and it was coming from the same place. But it took me a long time to get there, and I felt this real dichotomy in my life about that. But then I decided, you know what? It's all the same thing, and it doesn't have to be I'm this country girl who doesn't show her high art side when I'm doing the country music. I just kind of integrate it all now. It is what it is.
Do you feel like people notice when you're kind of slipping it in to the country a little bit?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
What's the kind of response you get?
Mostly just people are really sweet to me and tell me that I can hold a note out really long or something. Which is really sweet.
That is sweet.
Yeah.
That was Bonnie Montgomery speaking earlier this month with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis. She'll open for Ray Wiley Hubbard March 27th at George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville. You can find out more about that show at georgesmajesticlounge.com, and you can find out more about Bonnie Montgomery at bonniemontgomerymusic.com.